Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. I just want to share a few words about the carols before we begin. These have sat in our music library since before I was here, and I've looked at them on and off over the years, and for some reason this year they spoke to me, and I felt they fit our theme of darkness and light. They began as a family tradition in the Burt family. Alfred Burt's father was a minister in Potomac, Michigan, and every year he would write an original carol to send to family and friends as a Christmas card. When his son Alfred graduated from the University of Michigan and was a music major, he decided that he should take over the writing of the music. His father continued with the texts until his passing, and then the church organist and good friend Will Hudson took over writing the text. Alfred was a successful jazz musician. He was actually a trumpet player, and he was enjoying a successful career in California, and he continued writing the carols, and some of them celebrate things in the world and in his family, such as the one we'll hear today. The Carol of the Mother was written when his daughter was born, and life was good, and then the darkness came, and he was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And so it was decided that perhaps the carols should be recorded. He was very well known in the industry, and so that kind of kept him going, and he wrote a few more, finishing the last one, the Star Carol, just several hours before he passed. He never heard the recording, but out of this darkness came the light of them becoming a real piece of the American heritage of music. They're not really your typical, I would say, fa-la-la-la-la carols. Like the first one, that's probably the most traditional. They have multiple verses, but the words are wonderful. And we're going to present, there are 15 carols, we're going to present 7 of them this morning, tied together with some short readings. So follow the words in your, the text of the readings will be on the screen, the words of the carols are in the program, and I hope you enjoy this. Thank you.
I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining. It travels across an astounding expanse to reach us. That it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten or in peril or in pain. That it has a fondness for the body, for finding its way toward flesh, for tracing the edges of form, for shining forth through the eye, the hand, the heart. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does. That it works its way into the deepest dark that enfolds you, though it may seem long ages in coming, or arrive in a shape you did not foresee. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. May we lift our faces to let it find us. May we bend our bodies to follow the arc it makes. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes.
Thank you. take time to be aware that in the very midst of our busy preparations for the celebration of Christ's birth in ancient Bethlehem, Christ is reborn in the Bethlehems of our homes and daily lives. Take time, slow down, be still. Be awake to the divine mystery that looks so common and so ordinary, yet is wondrously present.
Advent's intention is to awaken the most profound and basic emotional memory within us, namely the memory of the God who became a child. It is the beautiful task of Advent to awaken in all of us memories of goodness and thus to open doors of hope.
It was Christmas Eve, and the world stood still, just for a moment, waiting, wondering, hoping. Might it be that this time of all times, the promise would be fulfilled, and the wars would end, and the crying cease, and the people join hands in unity, waiting, wondering, hoping. Might it be this time of all times?
The world is not as just, not as loving, not as whole as we know it can and should be. But the coming of Christ and his presence among us, as one of us, gives us reason to live in hope, that light will shatter the darkness, that we can be liberated from our fears and prejudices, that we are never alone or abandoned.
Baby Jesus was this night. when the Lord is seen again, not the glories of his reign, not the lightnings through the storm, not the radiance of his form, not his pomp and power alone, not the splendors of his throne, not his robe and diadems, not the gold and not the gems, but his face upon my sight shall be darkness into light.